And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of June, 2011. It was on this day in 1974 the first universal product code was scanned at a supermarket cash register, a pack of gum, at Marsh's Supermarket in Troy, Ohio. The barcode system, the UPC barcode system, originally invented for grocery stores. The first patent went to N. Joseph Woodland and Bernard Silver in 1952, but there was no technology to scan the barcode, so they had to wait 20 years until IBM issued a digital cash register with checkout scanner. And the grocery industry began requiring suppliers to start putting barcodes on their packaging. It's the birthday of Pearl S. Buck, born Pearl Seidenstricker in Hillsboro, West Virginia, 1892, her parents Presbyterian missionaries in China. They were just visiting in this country, and when she was 3 months old, they went back to Zhejiang in eastern China, where she grew up, learning to speak Chinese before she learned English. Didn't really comprehend that she was a foreigner until she was about 8 years old. Went to college in this country, returned to China after graduation, married a missionary, John Buck. They had a daughter, Carol, who was profoundly developmentally disabled in 1920, were run out of their house by the communists in 1927. Pearl Buck started writing stories for magazines, then novels. The Good Earth was her second novel, 1931. It was the best-selling book of the year, won the Pulitzer Prize, made into a movie. Pearl Buck, who came back to this country, was active in social causes, civil rights, women's rights. The FBI kept a file on her for years, settled down in a farmhouse in Pennsylvania, won the Nobel Prize, died in 1973. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin, The Immutable Laws. Never buy land on a slope, my father declared the week before his heart gave out. We bit down hard on a derelict dairy farm of tilting fields, hills, humps, and granite outcrops. Never bet what you can't afford to lose, he lectured. I bet my soul on a tortured horse who never learned to love but came to trust me. Spend your money close to where you earn it, he dictated. Nothing made him crosser than wives who drove to New York to go shopping when Philly stores had everything they needed. This, the grab bag of immutable laws circa 1940, when I was the last child left at home to be admonished. Only borrow what you know you can repay. Your mother used to run up dress shop bills the size of the Fifth Liberty loan, his private hyperbole. It took me years to understand. There had been 5 loans launched to finance the First World War, the one he fought in, the war to end all wars. What would this man who owed no man, who kept his dollars folded in a rubber band, have thought of credit cards, banking online? Wars later, clear as water, I hear him say, reconcile your checkbook monthly and, oh, always carry a clean handkerchief. The Immutable Laws by Maxine Cumin, from Where I Live, New and Selected Poems, 1990 to 2010, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.